The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Libya had 144 tons of gold. It's unknown as to what they still have in. This is Kando Radio Show, everyone. Just want to thank you all for listening to Kando Radio Show. Today is January the 20th, 2017. It is a Friday. Hope you all are having a great day and is going to continue that way. And And I just want to thank you all for listening to Kando Radio Show with us today. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Just jump in at any time. Would love to hear from you. Okay, so let's get started. But before we get into today's show, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network. And you'll see on the far right-hand margin a green and white prompt for donations for you to maintain, for you to help and to assist this network to maintain its direction and continue to grow. You can give some of your financial energy, because without your financial energy, this network will no longer be a part of your everyday listening experience and all the things that you value about Black Talk Radio Network. So, so important that you give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue. Also, as well, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media program outlet, a social media outlet, and that is BTR Community. You just find that right under the donation prompt. You'll see the B that's there, or you can go to www.btrcommunity.com, and that is the social media outlet that this network has put together for you so that you can engage in all of your social media activities that you usually would have engaged in on some of the mainstream ones that are adversely affecting you. And, you know, I had a friend tell me today that, you know, some of the things that we're posting inside of, you know, our social media outlets is it's really downright, you know, stupid. We are doing things that are not in our overall best interest for because we think things are funny, you know, and it's really it really hurts us in so many different ways, you know, and many of us say that we don't care about things, how we respond or how we act to things, but we expect to be treated a certain way. And that's fine and dandy, but what happens is that sometimes when we've been taught to do things that are not in our best interest, that is because that is an ideology that is being cast on you, your family, and our community in order to ensure that we never ever create the environment for which we complain about, the solution to the environment to which we complain about. And it's very telling. I mean, there's many fads that come along. And one of the things I've noticed about fads is that fads have taken over our culture. And it's basically intended to do that so that we will be never led by any form of prosperity of inheritance or heirloom that we pass down as a measure of profit, and prosperity and sustainability for our community. We pass down fads have replaced our culture. And this is so demonstrous, and it actually deteriorates our overall standard and quality of living by multiple folds. This is why we have the different fads that we have, because they go out of style. They come in, they do their destructive work, and they go out of style. There are so many fads. Just think about how many fads that we have now, and look at them, and look at what they really do to our overall community. It doesn't allow for energy to be to perpetuate itself into culture building. And this is one of the very, very destructive things that we have going on. And I'll give you a couple of fads, and I want you to think about it, from the way we dress in different ways and the way that we act and interact in different ways. They make certain things popular, and they come off in a cultist, faddish way. And there's a cult that gets established behind it all. And it's nothing more than a fad of destruction. And it's very popular, especially now, with certain things. And if you really think about it, you can already put in the fad that is going on now. And all of these fads destroy our ability to build culture. We don't have any culture anymore. We only follow fads. What's the latest thing? What are we doing now? And you'll hear this. What are the young people doing now? Young people don't establish culture. They uphold fads. It's the ancient and the elders that establish culture that is passed down to sustain to create a sustainable continuance, and hopefully that sustainable continuance is where you're passing down prosperous measures. There's no prosperous measures that can ever be established by the youth through fads. They have not endured the cultural test of time. That's why we have no culture anymore. And it's very, very disheartening. But it's some of the challenges that we must face that we create within ourselves. And I want you to think about all the fads that are going around that are established by the young people. And there's nothing wrong with being young. A beautiful, beautiful segment. It's just a segment of your eternity, of your physical. You're going to be young again. You are always young. It's just the different segments in eternity that you're in. But from straight from school into establishing fads is what the system wants. There's a very malevolent ideology that's taught to our young people, and they run with it. Think of all the fads that are in the time that's being wasted in fads that's destroying our culture. Have no time for culture. So didn't mean to run off into that, but sometimes in the show I just go where I think it's necessary for us to go, and I would say excuse me while I just talk to you all. And I would love for you to just think about some of the fads that are going on that's destroying our ability to create a culture. Think about them. They even have fads so powerful that they're they actually depopulate our existence physically. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been tricked and lied to and deceived in so many ways. And by so many of these deceptive measures, we've taken on these deceptive measures and we've actually accepted them, and we've started to condone, harbor, and facilitate and momentumize the same things that are destroying us. And my man Scotty says he has a comment on fads. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yes, yes, Dave. Of course, man, you got to go where the Creator leads you in your heart to go and speak your, you know, whatever's put on your heart to speak to your audience. So, hey, that's never a problem. But also, we tend to also equate fads with just children, but there are many adults walking around that partake in these fads as well. And fads can come in many forms. I feel like, you know, to touch on a past program y'all did about the gambling on the stock market, there are investment fads and things of that. Now, there are
man,
all types
my
of
man
fads.
Scotty, yes.
So I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. And Scotty is absolutely. See, that's actually one of the great fads, and that is so true. And it's something that we teach in destruction to our people, because it's not anything of culture. We have no cultural connection to that. And because of these fads, we no longer have cultural connection, because we're not practicing the culture to maintain the prosperity. And Scotty's absolutely right. It doesn't matter the age. The deception has been thoroughly so deep that it goes beyond age. There are many, many fads that are rampant now. And the ones that I'm really concerned about are the ones that destroy our ability to have generations that we have yet not named. And that's very disturbing to me, very, very disturbing to me. But as always, there comes a point where, regardless of what goes on around you, you have to be accountable to what was given to you out of love, so that you don't squander that what was given to you. And I think that our freedom starts that first with you, the listener, individually. There's nothing wrong with being an individual. It's actually the strength of you. It's the strength of your family. It's the strength of our community. It's the strength that we need to re-engage to have culture reestablished. And when I say the community, I'm talking broadly, because there is a attack that we make that is being maintained, and it's a very effective attack, and it's been so effective that we no longer see it as an attack. We just see things as a way of life, you know. And it's up to us, the individuals, first to say no, start to question. But Scotty's absolutely right. There are many fads, and I want you to think about those fads. And if you'd like to call in and talk about some, definitely we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Major. And the ones that really concern me, as I said, is the ones that depopulate us, that actually facilitate a progression of depopulation. Poverty definitely does that in so many ways. Just think of what the system had developed, something called Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood. They got a plan for parenting. They don't want you to have any. They don't want, because the thing about, they want to control the population, like pest control. Because when they control the population, the ones that they can give into buying into that system of control are ones that will put the leash around their neck and hand them the lead. Before those that have yet been named to come before to invoke their talents based off of within their free will and proclaim their sovereign, self-determining, inalienable abilities. The system is always challenged by those that will say no. Once you already started the schooling process, you have an idea of how many you already have, but there is a risk that of just one or two coming in law that won't go along with the program. Very telling. Very, very telling. But let's get into the show. So definitely, every one of you jump in with BTR Community. It's only $24 a year for that social media program, where you won't be adversely affected by what you post, what you comment on, or things that you want to bring attention to, and you won't be adversely affected by that, because it's not a medium where it's going to be data mining you for your information as to using it adversely against you. That's what the social media outlets are doing. So get out of that web as much as you can. Yes, will there still be spiders all around you that will wait? Yes. But the key is, regardless that there are spiders, you have to be one in which that is self-determining and sovereign. And then that definitely mitigates and that neuters the abilities of any of the threats that you will go through. Your free will is strong enough to endure it all. So definitely be a part of BTR Community. It's the only place that I post. I'm no longer in FedBook, Facebook, Twitter, or any of that other stuff, because that's nothing more than being used as a source of intelligence against you. Remember chicks? Okay, so check that out. Also, if you are, I'm going to have a young lady that's selling Girl Scout cookies. If you would like to purchase some Girl Scout cookies, I'm going to have that, and probably will start on that on Monday, because I was so busy, wasn't able to get things going. But those of you that are looking to purchase Girl Scout cookies for this young lady, definitely would want to support her in her entrepreneurial development, as she will start to develop some things for her own, of her own. And so until then, let's support her in that, if you would like to do it. And we'll bring that to you starting Monday, okay? Also, if you'd like to acquire precious metals, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, Prosperitymint, is where you can go and exchange your what I call the slave's wage, a wage of a king and a queen is gold, a wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver, and what a slave is paid is coupons. Debt, cash, cream is what they give, because it has no intrinsical value at all. It is actually an instrument to steal your abilities and your talent. So one of the things that you want to do is that you're not getting any younger as far as your energy levels in the physical. So what you want to do when you expend, when you work and then they give you something of nothing of value, you should exchange that immediately for something of value. I always say, instead of you going to a place that we buy gold, what you should be doing is that you should be with your cash that you're paid, is that you save gold, you save silver, you save platinum, palladium, and rhodium. You save those things because they will have intrinsic value. Just because they exist, and that will actually save your labor, be a real savings plan instead of a facade of what we've all been schooled in what savings is. A lie, a lie, a lie. So you can go to Prosperity Mint, and then definitely you can email wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com. just to, before you make your purchase, their email that so someone can get in contact with you and just go through the overall process of buying to make sure that you're buying correctly and you are understand the whole process. So please do that. Okay? It's to your best, it's in your best interest that you do that. All right. All right. So now let's jump into what's in the news before we jump into today's show. And just so you know, today's show is the Kissinger of death and depopulation. One of the things that I want to say to you all is that we had a what I want to do today's show is the Kissinger of death. It will only take 4 days to reach hostile. Excuse me. Oh man, excuse me. Sorry about that. To reach hostile disregard. And I put that, that was the long heading. And I put that in there because what we're starting to, what I think that we're going to start to have to endure and have to prepare for is some very formidable old tactics that will be made anew. And they're going to be done by none other, a part of it, the methodology of it all is going to be Henry Kissinger and how that has to play into today's world. And I will say, and the reason why we put in it only takes 4 days to reach hostile disregard is that actually there is the system can be interrupted. When I say the system, the supply chain of food, of water, of fuel, of, oh my computer just went out on me for a minute. Okay. Food, of water, came back. You know, just some of the things, the intrinsical things are the staple things that we all need to maintain our overall standard of living and our quality of lives. Those things can be interrupted very easily, and they're very fragile, very, very fragile. And after 4 days of the current supply chain that so many of us are so dependent on being interrupted, that being by way of gas, of fuel, of food, of water, of electricity, of energy, of protection, of stability, 4 days of that being interrupted in this fragile chain, if it's just interrupted for 4 days, after the third day, you will reach hostile disregard, where people will start turning on each other, and you will be in a state of anarchy. And I say that because what I'm starting to see, and I wanted to convey to you all, is that there is, in my opinion, a method to bringing in that hostility and that disregard and to further depopulate the planet from that, and you should be prepared for that. And one of the things that we do here on Tando Radio Shows, what I do is that when we, if I'm just talking to our audience, I like to give you the reasons why you should be preparing. Then if you have some specifics about things, then I would like to address those things from you, the listeners. So it would be very well if for you to call and say, hey, Dave, this is, you know, what I'm thinking about. What do you think? And then we can put it together and come up with some form of remedy for any problems or just some things that you should be doing. But you all should be preparing. And there are, you know, you start, in my opinion, with the table of preparedness. That's food, water, energy, shelter, and protection. Food and water, protection, shelter, and energy. That's the table of preparedness. You got to have energy. You have to have food and water. You have to have shelter. You have to be able to protect yourself. And when you have that table, you start there, and every person's predicament is different. So as you as the callers, if you would like to call in at any time, I don't care what we're doing the show about, preparing for what some of the events that are going to be unfolding is the paramount reason why we have Tando Radio. Call and make some of your situations or some of your questions specific so that we can go over those things to help you. And that's going to help so many other people. Okay? So that's one of the reasons why I like to bring the events so that you can see, wow, we need to be prepared for it. And then people would say, how do we prepare? That's a great question that you can have assistance in, but that's a question that you need to really start answering for yourself. Because your predicament and your situation is uniquely you. Your talents, your abilities are uniquely you. So let's share those talents with among ourselves, but that's incumbent upon you to start there. Here at Tando Radio Show, we've started this program to help you. What now has to happen in that is that the hand has been put out. Now your hand has to come in ours, and then now we can have a community. So be engageful. Take things serious, because this is really about going to help you and your family. I always like to say with the things that we're going to be facing in the future is going to be a yo-yo effect. Where yo-yo meaning you're on your own. You're on your own. We have to become self-sufficient, self-determining, and independent. One of the things about being sovereign is that the responsibility is on you to create the conditions and the environment in which you live under. Your family, our community. And I would say that we've been taught to be kind of, to have a sense of ennui because that's someone else's responsibility. My job is just to be a part of the system, not to have it. I just do what I'm supposed to do. Well, in actuality, we all are supposed to be building our sovereign state and self-determining lives. But it's up to you. That is a part of that. That is an extension of it. So we'd definitely say for you all, engage. And I think it's going to be very, very important that you become engageful. Break that cycle of not engaging now. Very, very important. So give us a call at any time, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. And then if we're doing something or reading something or talking about something and you've been on and you've hit **, you could just let us know by saying, excuse me, and then we'll see you that you're there. If I'm not or if I see you, I will let you know I see you in queue and we'll get to you. So let's jump into what's in the news as we start today's show. First article from What's in the News. We're going to go down. First article. This one comes from the International Man. Trump and a new gold-backed dollar. We're definitely going to touch some of this today. Check out this article because it has a lot to do with what today's show is going to be about. Next article, North Korea to nuke Trump's big day. Military officials say that the rogue state wants to send a strategic message to the incoming U.S. president by timing launches to ruin his big day on Saturday. Saturday for them, Friday for here. In a statement, South Korea joint chief of staff said the report could not be confirmed, but said that the military was monitoring the situation closely. And what it was is that North Korea was had mobilized some of their ballistic missiles, so I wouldn't be surprised if they had a ballistic missile test today. So that's what was going on there. Wow, what happened here? All right. So next one. Let me just pull this up. My 1 second. My computer did something on its own. And because, you know, where we are, the internet is so spotty here. So it doesn't always, my internet will go out on me from time to time. You know, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. So it kind of puts us at a disadvantage once we go into what's in the news. And, of course, everything was all ready to go until we started into today's show. Then, boop, there it went. Okay, so everything is back up now. All right, so that was what was in the news. And now that one, I mean, that wasn't it. That was from, that article was from news.com. You can check that out. News.com.au was where that story was. Next article. Next article comes from, this comes from the South China Morning Post. Trump's trade excuse me. And I said this one was a path of the of tension to come. Trump's trade chief willing to brand China currency manipulator. The U.S. U.S. Treasury Secretary nominee, Steven Mnuchin, and I call him something else, Mnuchin said during his Senate confirmation hearing he was willing to label China as a currency manipulator if warranted after President-elect, who's now the celebrity figurehead CEO, President of the United States, Donald Trump. Very, very important. This is all a part of the war paradigm, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is by no coincidence that they're going to start to say that China is a currency manipulator. When how inappropriate and how appropriate, if you're evil, for the United States to call anybody any form of currency manipulator when they've been spewing debt throughout the world and making other people pay for their debt like they do their own citizens, so to speak, if you are a part of that here in the United States. Crazy, crazy. Next article comes from the South Sea of China Morning Post as well. Can you still trust China's economic data after Providence admit cooking books? And I said, nope. They all lie and steal from the people. The cooking of economic books is what is going on globally. So check out that one. It ain't just the United States doing it. It's China as well and others. They all do it. So check that out. Next article. This one comes from Charles Hugh Smith blogspot. Sorry about that. This one, 25 years of neocon, neoliberalism, great for the top 5%, a disaster for everyone else. And there's a reason why it's all neo, because it's all neo-Nazism. It's all manifest destiny. That's why it's all neo. So now, check out this one in this article. And I said my commentary on that one was more than 25 years. It really accounts for millions of years. They've been doing this for millions of years, ladies and gentlemen, in far beyond what Smith was saying in this article. But it has some good information there for you to check out as well in a narrow 25-year time span. It's much, much further than that. So check that out. Next article. Uh-oh. Let me see. Was that it? That may have been it. See what's in the news. Yep, that was it. So those were the articles that we posted, what's in the news, and I wanted to jump in to directly into today's show. And at any time, if you have a question or comment, you just want to sound off, don't hesitate. Definitely do that. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-910-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and if we're in a article, just let us know that you're there by saying, excuse me, I see that you're there, and we'll definitely jump into it. Okay, so very important article that I wanted to bring to your attention as to what's going on. And I said that for today's show is the Kissinger of death. And the Kissinger of death, because this is a very deliberate plan to depopulate the planet. And the reason why they have to do that, ladies and gentlemen, is because there's too many of you that can start to ask the question why. You are breaking yourselves from being the controlled, and you want to be the sovereign. And that is a threat to the overall system. So there's an article that I wanted to actually, we posted it a while ago, and this came from journal, neo.org, journal, neo.org. Very, very important article, in my opinion. I think it's something that we need to definitely take a look at and to take a glance at what could this mean and why is it and how valid is it. I don't think that everything that's printed is valid, but I do think that everything that's printed should also spur a question from you as to if you consider it valid or not, because that's the only thing that really matters. Because once we start to resonate more within our talents and our capabilities ourselves, instead of surrendering that to a system, we will be much, much better off. So there's an article from the New Eastern Outlook. From the New Eastern Outlook. And I think we have a caller that's in queue. Let me get back to this. Was there a call? Oh, no, it wasn't. Okay. So now there's a article that we need to check out. Let me pull this back. From the New Eastern Outlook. Give me 1 second. It will come up. And what it is there was an article that we posted earlier this year. And it says, is Trump the backdoor man for Henry Kissinger Company? And very, very telling. And I think that that is definitely some of the things that are happening. And then we're going to talk about why you should care about that and what that means for you. And I'm going to give you a heads up. It is going to be a part of the most effective, efficient depopulation program in modern times. It is going to start a so-called World War III that's going to lead to global nuclear war one. And how it's all structuring itself, you need to know so that you don't have to be a part of it. You don't have to give energy to it. You can actually prepare yourself for it and to put yourself in a position of advantage instead of being negatively affected by this as otherwise you would have been, which is very critical, very, very critical. So now, this article, just waiting for it to load up. I shouldn't have left this page once I had it up, but hey, no problem. But here we go. As soon as I get this article to populate, we'll bring this up. And there are some things that I definitely want you to know and then put this all together. And just until it comes up, what I definitely see happening is some strategies of the past that's going to make itself very relevant today. And those strategies worked in the past because the people of the past were very obedient to the system, as well as many people now. And that puts us all at a very, very harmful disadvantage. It's actually very dangerous to our overall physical and spiritual health. Very dangerous. So now, is Trump the backdoor man for Henry Kissinger and company? Is what the article says. The term backdoor man has several connotations in the original blues written by Willie Dixon. We started this article, but we need to really finish it. It refers to a man having an affair with a married woman using the back door to flee before the husband comes home. During the Gerald Ford presidency, backdoor man was applied to Dick Cheney as Ford's White House chief of staff and his skills at getting what he wanted through more and more as a cabinet choice are named, it looks like the entire Trump's presidency project is emerging as a Henry Kissinger backdoor man in the Cheney meaning of the term. And basically what they were saying is that Cheney was never transparent. If you know anything about Dick Cheney, that's exactly what he was. It was what he was doing. He was a part of, you know, a very covert co-ops and psyops and everything else. He was very dark in everything that he did. And that is, and where did he get that from? That's because that's all been taught to individuals that have been tempted with being paid handsomely for doing that and being a part of the system as minions. And like Kissinger, Cheney said yes. So now let's go on in this article. Long forgotten is the Trump campaign's rhetoric about draining the swamp. Long forgotten is that campaign rhetoric of draining the swamp. In October during the campaign, candidate Trump issued a press release stating decades of special interest dealings must come to an end. Also said that today. We have to break the cycle of corruption. You're right. It is time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. That's why I'm proposing a package of ethnic reform to make our government honest once again. This is the thing. That is, in my opinion, impossible if you're playing by the rules established by them. So it goes on. So far, the president-elect, who is now the president, has already named more billionaires to his cabinet and other top posts than any other president in U.S. history. Betsy DeVos of the Amway Wealth Fortune as the education secretary. And if you heard her, made you just drop your mouth open, but hey, what it is. Wilbur Ross as the commerce secretary, who China is not going, man, this is going to blow up, and China is not going to put up with Ross, believe me, nor Trump, nor Mnuchin or anyone else, or text, I mean, with whatever the Secretary of Defense, Rex Tillerson, or whatever, I'm going to see his name in a minute. Not going to put up with this. Linda, as the small business, Linda Macklin as the small business administrator, and Vance Lola as the Army Secretary. That's not including Trump himself as a punitive billionaire. Then in terms of vetting the special interest of Wall Street, Goldman Sachs has a huge power in the new administration. Goldman Sachs partner, Steven Mnuchin, is Trump's nominee for Secretary of Treasury. Goldman Sachs President Gary Cohen will be his top White House economic advisor. Anthony Scaramucci, President's transition team executive committee member, and is a former Goldman Sachs banker, as well as Stephen Bannon, top chief strategist and senior counsel. We all add to that ensemble no fewer than four U.S. military generals representing the most corrupt military-industrial complex in world history. As Secretary of Defense, retired General James Mattis, board member since retiring of a major defense contractor, General Dynamics. Retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn also has his own counseling firm as his national security advisors, and retired General John F. Kelly as Secretary of Homeland Security. Added to this collection is the naming of Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, the largest oil multinational of the United States, as Secretary of State. The ex-Texas governor, America's largest oil-producing state, is Rick Perry as Secretary of Energy, along with pro-shale energy Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head the Environmental Protection Agency. And certainly, move this down, dramatic economic policy flips begins to emerge compared to the previous hapless presidencies. And this one is backdoor for Kissinger's geopolitical. What emerged is not a pretty sight. Instead, sadly, the more confirms my earlier piece on Trump's deception. However, all the misses, in my views, one essential component, namely the shadow role of former Secretary of State Henry A. Kissinger, who is emerging as the unofficial key foreign policy advisor for the Trump administration. If we follow Kissinger's track in recent months, we will be highly interesting series of meetings. On December the 26th, 2016, the German daily paper published what is said to be a copy of an analysis by members of the Trump transition team, which revealed that as President Trump will seek constructive cooperation with the Kremlin, a dramatic contrast to Obama's confrontation and sanctions policy, the newspaper went on to discuss the role of the 93-year-old former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger as Trump's leading, if unofficial, foreign policy advisor. The report stated that Kissinger is drafting a plan to bring Putin's Russia and Trump's Washington to a more harmonious relationship that includes the United States officially recognizing of Crimea as part of Russia and lifting U.S. sanctions, economic sanctions that Obama imposed in retribution for the Crimea annexing in 2014, among other steps. The kicker in the otherwise sensible-sounding U.S. policy change is Kissinger's sly geopolitical aim in getting Putin back in NATO's tent, as late Texan President Lyndon Baines Johnson might have eloquently put it, who actually was engaged in killing Kennedy with wishes, and Nixon in the current CIA foundation. Just letting you know, and I see a lot of similarities here because I think that there's going to be some similar outcomes from this. It goes on. What is the aim of Kissinger? Not all multipolar world that respects national sovereignty as he claims. Of that, you can be certain that Kissinger is aimed in a subtle eroding the global bilateral axis between China and Russia that threatens the U.S. Global. Move this down. Hegemony. 1 second. Now, I'm going to stop here. This is very, very important. You've heard me say here on Tando Radio Show that I do believe that there's going to be a war in which the United States will lose. Yes, and it will go into receivership and everything else. And it will be, they will actually go to war against Russia and China and everything else. But the real intent of the system is to get Russia and China at war. And this is the seeding of that now. And this is way before this here. We talked about this a while ago. And this is very, very important and critical because this is all going to adversely affect you and your children. So here we go. It goes on. The trend of the last several years since Obama's ill-fated coup d'etat in the Ukraine in early 2014 threatened to jeopardize Kissinger's lifetime project, otherwise called David Rockefeller's March Towards a World Government, in which supernatural sovereignty of intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to national auto-determination practice in the past centuries. Now, there's even more to that, because whatever they tell you and show you is just a deception for what their real true intentions are. Okay? In my opinion, they're showing you this whole, and they'll say it. I was hearing at Mattis's confirmation hearing where John McCain had started to say New World Order and then caught himself with it, but that was not by mistake. He intentionally did that. All of this is a charade, and it's all a stage to deceive you. See, the real intention, they keep talking about the New World Order and all of this, because that is the deception of everything. There's nothing new about the world order in itself. They want to maintain the destruction and the overall the overall subjugation and enslavement of the past. Nothing new about it. And they say this stuff is all new to distract and to fool you and to ambush you into thinking that you should be fighting that, when in actuality, by you fighting it, you will think that you won when they've given you the okay that you have. And it's a setup. It's a total setup. So let's go back to it. Very, very important. To use Rockefeller's words to one of his selective groups during the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, which never really happened. The Soviet Union never collapsed. That's just, once again, the overall facade to make you think war is about destruction and deception. To get you to surrender your overall free will, talents, abilities, and for you to be subjugated and enslaved by the system. That's what war does. That's what the true intention is. In 1991, Russia did not dissolve. They want you to think that, but it was all a part of controlling the masses globally. Now, it goes on. The blunders Zhang Trump's Kissinger memo stated that the idea of warming up to Russia is aimed at offsetting China's military buildup. In other words, a different game from Obama, but a game of power nevertheless. Real power balance is what is next. Kissinger is one. Let me see how much time I have. Okay. Kissinger is one of the few surviving, let me move this in, fractures of history, of historical British balance of power geopolitics. The true British balance of power as practiced in Britain's military and diplomatic history since the Treaty of Winston of 1386 between England and Portugal. Also, excuse me. Move this down. Uh-oh, moved this down and it jumped on me. One second. Sorry about this, all. Always involved Britain making an alliance with the weaker of two rivals to defeat the stronger and in the process to afterwards loot the exhausted weaker power as well. It was an extraordinary successful in building. It was extraordinary in building the British Empire down to World War II. British balance of power is always about what power in the case. Britain's balance of power is always about what power in this case. Kissinger's steer the U.S. does not have the balance following the defeat of the Napoleon France at the Congress of Vienna peace talks in 1841. The British foreign sovereignty, I think I missed that whole, okay, yeah, let me read this over because I missed it because I moved it. British balance of power is always about what power. In this case, a Kissinger-steered U.S. does the balancing following the defeat of Napoleon's France at the Congress of Vienna peace talks in 1814, British Foreign Secretary Viscount Castlereagh architected a treaty that ensured no continental European power could dominate over the other, a strategy that lasted up until 1914 and the First World War, which many political historians ignored, is that, let me move this down, the continent balance of power was essentially for creation of the British Empire that dominated the world as the leading naval power for centuries. In his 1950 Harvard University PhD, Kissinger wrote what became a book titled A World Restored, Maderick Castlereagh and the Problems of Peace, 1812 to 1822. That study of British balance of power is at the heart of Kissinger's Machiavellian machinery, even since he took his first job with the Rockefeller family in 1960. In A World Restored, Kissinger stated, diplomacy can be divorced from reality of force and power, but diplomacy should be divorced from a moralistic and mediumsome concern with the internal policies of nations. Further, he stated, the ultimate test of a statesman then is in his ability to recognize the real relationship of force and to make this knowledge serve his end. Goes on. Since his relationship began in 1950 with Nelson Rockefeller and the brothers and brothers David and brothers Lawrence and David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger has been the core strategist for the Rockefeller family, family's globalization or world government above nation states, as David called it in 1991. That includes Kissinger's role with the Bilderberg meetings, with David's Trilateral Commission, and I would say the Council on Foreign Relations as well, and downright to this present, it was Secretary of State Kissinger who asked his good friend David Rockefeller to facilitate Nixon's China opening to the West in 1971, which is critical to what is going to be happening to you here. Then the geopolitical aim of Kissinger's rebalance was to seduce China and then the weaker of the Washington's two greater adversaries in the Western alliances against the Soviet Union. And then the stronger adversary, at least in military and in geopolitical terms. So what they were saying was that what they did was they were using China to destabilize Russia. Now they're going to use Russia to destabilize China, because at that time, Russia in 1971, Russia was the bigger problem. So they used China to do that. Now, in today's world, China is the bigger problem, and that's what they're going to do, use there. But in that whole scenario of trying to bring down Russia, they so-called had Russia that fell apart economically and as a union. What really actually happened was not it. It actually got stronger. It never really did. But this time, what's going to happen is that there's going to be another empire that falls in this whole scenario. And then this one is going to be the U.S. Why? Because it's the target for the whole world. Because by subjugating the U.S., they'll be able to use that momentum to subjugate the rest of the world. And this is so huge, what is going on and how this all is, by no coincidence. So let's go on. We got 2 minutes, then we're going to go to the break. Okay, goes on. Pick up where we were. Okay, today, as the year 2017 begins, the roles have turned, and clearly China has emerged as the more than three decades of unbridled industrial and economic expansion as the stronger challenge of David Rockefeller's so-called world government. Russia follows the economic savagery in the deindustrialization of the post-1992 Yeltsin years is, in Kissinger's view, clearly the weaker of two adversaries. But China and Russia under Jinping and Putin are together with Iran, the most formidable defender of national sovereignty, the main obstacle standing in the way of David Rockefeller's, I am using him as the template, world fascist government. If we perceive Kissinger's recent actions from this perspective, how to break the emerging Eurasian threat to the Western dominated one world order, it makes much sense. He has been shocking. Let me move now. He has been shockingly formidable in his recent praise of the political neophyte casino mogul Trump. In his early December CBS TV interview, Kissinger said that Trump has the possibility of going down in history as a very considerable president. He added that because of the perception that Obama weakened America's influence abroad, one could imagine that something remarkable and new emerged out of a Trump administration. I'm saying it's an extraordinary opportunity. Who do you think that extraordinary opportunity was for? It wasn't for you. It wasn't for your children. It was an extraordinary opportunity to subjugate and enslave the world even more, and to get the opportunity to depopulate it. Because they have to have this depopulation, because there's too many people starting to ask questions of why, and they're not obeying. So it's an extraordinary opportunity. So listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break.
Before you go to break.
When we come back. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, before you go to break, just think about this, man. And Hillary Clinton during the campaign, she was saying how she learned from Henry Kissinger. So think about this. Kissinger, he ain't in no elected position. How old is this man? 200 years old?
93.
Come on, man. Most normal people would be retired by now. You know what I'm saying? They'd be enjoying the grandkids, and they wouldn't be traveling all over the world. But again, this guy is always mentioned as having an influence or unofficial role with every administration. with every administration. So they, I mean, when they say like today there was a transfer of power, really, was there really a transfer of
power? There was none. Exactly.
That's all, Dave.
No, you're absolutely right. And you know what, Scotty, we're going to pick this back up because I want to just respond to what Scotty had said. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to put this all together, and it has everything to do with you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Oh, looks like Dave got disconnected. We are back. On the other side of this break, you're listening to Tando Radio Show here on the Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network providing you with new black media for the new millennium. Here we have Dave back.
Sorry about that, everyone. All right, sorry about that, everyone. Now, before we get back, we got a caller in queue out of MIA. So I'm going to go to that caller in a second. Now, before we continue in this, now, one of the things is Metternich, and they talked about Metternich and Castlereagh. Metternich was a statesman that was from Austria. Very critical, because that he was some of the where you get where Hitler and where Kissinger themselves are cutting their teeth from some of his dealings. That's why he wrote his, when he wrote to get his thesis, to get his PhD, that's why he named it and he wrote it after that. And these subtleties are always there, but we ignore them because we have blind faith in the system that means our own, the means that is actually there to, has the best, has the intentions that is not in our best interest, and its intentions is mean-spirited and evil completely. So just wanted to make that point. So let's go to the caller before we get back into the show. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, area code 786. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question and comment? My man.
Peace, Brother David. Sharif, man, how you doing?
What's up, Brother Sharif? How you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling great, man. It's interesting, man, that you get into this portion of the conversation and you bringing up Harry Kissinger. Like, the audience don't know that the Rockefellers are running the country along with Kissinger, and they've been doing this. These bloodlines are the same families, and they're involved in politics. So we should not be surprised when you say there is no change of power. Hell no, it ain't no change of power, Dave. You know, come on now, Kissinger is a big boy name. That's a trust in the foundation name, you know. And of course, you know, these individuals are going to be right there at every election. What do you mean? These people are the ones contributing millions of dollars to these people to stay in power. What do you mean? They don't need to have the. See, these people understand privacy. These people understand that if I can just play the puppet master, we can put anything out there in front of you. We can put a good one out there. We can put the bad one out there. And we can put the ugly. And you don't know the difference because you're eating genetically modified foods. You're watching TV that makes you not think. These are the things that they don't do. Henry Kissinger ain't watching TV. Same thing with Rockefeller. I think Michael Rockefeller's had like three heart surgeries, man. I think he's had like
David.
Three.
Yeah.
One of my men, yeah, David. David's had like three heart surgeries, man. How do you get three hearts? You get three hearts when you got money. And it's sad and unfortunate that that's what's going on in the world right now. But if anything, we need to look at that as an example. And kind of, I think we should look at it from that perspective, from a business perspective, from a commercial perspective, because clearly they're telling us if you have money, you can talk to us. They, as you can see, the buffoonery or coonery that you see with these so-called leaders, you got Ray Lewis, you got Jim Brown, you got all these guys going to meet with Donald Trump. I mean, clearly something's talking. You know, I'm not always going to say what's good or bad, but I am going to say that something's talking to get them in that meeting, you know, money or otherwise. And I think that we should be looking at that collectively, because if we could buy a politician, then it won't be bad. But because we can't buy a politician, we crying. Nah, I just say let's buy a politician. And that's how we have to operate. You know, we have to play like they play. They say pick the lesser of two evils. We'll pick both sides too, because that's what they're doing. They're picking both sides, the win or the L. It don't matter. And we need to stop acting like, oh man, like we don't know this. We know this. You're intelligent. You're smart. So you have to play the game smart now. And the game is you bet on the winner and the loser. That's what I'm doing, Dave. 2017, we're betting on the winners and the losers, brother.
you know, there are some things about this system that I would not ever want to mimic. Their objectives is much different than ours. Much, much different than ours. And this is, their objectives is to maintain overall control, subjugation, of the masses. And yes, what they've actually, how they do it. And one of the things you should always know is you need to know your enemy and how they're doing what they're doing, because there are some methods that they're going to be using to facilitate their objective, and those methods may actually work. But I would always say, and I know you, there's a way in which they're doing it. And one thing that we have to do is, as we talk about here on Black on BTR, is that propaganda there's a propaganda thing that we need to have, and that propaganda needs to, and there's an education and a schooling that we, excuse me, I wouldn't say a school, an education that we need to have within our people so that they can do and place themselves in a position of advantage instead of being taken advantage of. There's a big difference. It's a big, big difference. And until we do those things, there is an unspoken and unseen war that goes on. And until we understand that we are being ambushed and victimized by that, by doing what we've been taught to do, the thing is to stop doing what you've been taught to do and start to acquire an education on how you want to facilitate your objectives. And there are ways to do it. The most important power you have is your free will, the energy of your free will. And from that, let me tell you what you can do with it. Let's look at some of the things that have been done in the past. You too can create a corporation, but it doesn't have to be a corporation that has malevolent intentions. You can create a world, a sustainable world, like the world that's been created here, a sustainable economy of subjugation and enslavement. But you can create that, but in the opposite. You can create that to defend yourself so that it doesn't adversely affect you the way it otherwise would. There are so many definite ways. And what Sharif is talking about is that they operate in a way that allows them to be the policy makers and the decision makers and have the momentum and have the overall backing of everyone without anyone seeing it. And that's very, very true. And the key to it, I'm going to tell you what the key to it, the whole key to it is this. The whole key. If you are not able to create prosperity and maintain prosperity, now I'm not talking about cash prosperity, I'm talking about assets. I'm talking about things that maintain your quality of life, your standard of living. If you're not able to create your own sustainability, then that means that you will have to go into the marketplace that has established sustainability for those that have decided to do that. And then their sustainability is going to victimize you. They're not using their energy to help you. They're using their energy to actually use you. One of the first things that we have to stop doing is become used. The greatest form of usury is within ourselves. We have to stop allowing ourselves that. And then we can establish and create what is beneficially good for us all. Or more importantly, if you don't want to take it from the all standpoint, you have to take it from you standpoint first. Now, me, I'm not an individual that is looking to ways and means. Your way of life provides for my means of life. And I know that those of us here, that's not our intention. But there are some that will intend to do that. And this is why the system works so well, because they have fresh talent. They have so many people willing to kiss the ring, willing to be a part of the cult. One of the things Scotty asked about David Rockefeller, he should be retired. The thing is that he never had a job. He was always in a cult.
No,
and that
Dave,
cult requires that he live. Yeah,
no,
Scotty.
Dave, no, I said Henry Kissinger. Why this man is always in the news, man. And I was thinking about that while, you know, the rest of the program was going on. I was sitting here just thinking and listening to what y'all were saying. And the answer came to me. Evil never sleeps. It never retires.
Exactly, Scott. See, that's exactly, Scotty. That's what I was saying when I said that he never had a job. He's in a cult. And I was talking about Kissinger, what you were saying. Why don't this man retire, go off with his... I was talking about Kissinger as well. It's because, as you said, it never sleeps. It always eats. It is always feeding. It's just like Sharice said with David Rockefeller, how many heart surgeries have this dude had? Well, where is he getting his hearts from? Where do you think that he's getting his hearts from? Through the overall salvaging of human beings and from the organ trade organ trading. And that's where these people, and it's never enough with them, because they don't think like you. They think about exploiting you only. That's the only thing they care about, and that's why it's never enough, because they never meet that end. So very, very true. We have to understand who we truly are first and foremost. You were made perfectly. The great creator made you perfectly. All of the answers are within you. There is no savior that is going to come for you when your overall ability to save yourself has already been given to you. Your free will is your savior. The weighing of your energy, the invoking of your self-determination, your sovereignty. How in the world would the great creator have to create something more for you? It wasn't enough? No. The deception is that we have to break down so these individuals, these people, the masses, the sheeple, the cattle, the people, the useless eaters, do not know who they really are. Because if they ever know who they really are, we won't be around anymore. We will have to go into hiding. We will have to have... We will have to run. There will be no place for us. We will have to go back to the original deception, and we will have to start over again. Because I'm going to tell you something about these individuals. They have the same ability as you. However they choose to practice their free will, they get the energy from that. They have that ability. They're no different than you. They're just more committed. Just more committed to it all. They don't sleep. Because this is their sovereignty. This is their self-determination. This is their prosperity that they pass down to those that will uphold it and those that will continue to engage in it. By way of their family, but all of their family members, all of this is all an individual choice. Some people say no, some people say yes. We all have that same question. Who am I? Who are you? What do you decide to do? That is the true answer to it all. But, you know, one of the things that the schools have taught us is that validation comes from someone else's diploma. Validation comes by someone else's ceremony of you have graduated. Validation comes by you going through someone else's process of schooling to where you will regurgitate everything that they told you. Because in order for any system of subjugation and enslavement to work, they have to get you away from who you truly are, free and independent. No man or woman has ever experienced subjugation until they surrendered their will. And that's where we truly, truly are, in my opinion. But I want to get back to this because I need to tie this together before we get out of here. But definitely, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And I would just say this. It's not about anything other than you creating your own peace, your own heaven, because man has institutionalized through personship, they have created fascist ways to maintain hell. Hell is a choice. And is not a choice of outside of your capabilities. It's not an exclusive choice. It is a choice that everyone can have. And it's a sentence that you put yourself in, and then you feed that energy when you decide that, hey, I'm going to create as much as living hell as I possibly can. And guess what you'll have? Hell all around you. No man can cast you. Because no man created you. The violation that we have among, you know, one of the things that the system is that we sin against this and sin against that. The true sin, in my opinion, that we have is against ourselves. How could you sin against a great creator that gave you that ability? It's not a sin against anything other than you. And then once we realize that we are too given the capabilities to create, you can become a great creator, or you can be a malevolent creator. It's up to you. It is purely up to you. So I want to get back to this really quickly. And here it is. It goes on. This is very, very important. See where I missed. Okay. The extraordinary opportunity. Okay, here we go. The more we look under the rocks and at the key foreign policy choices of the neophyte Trump, we find the paw prints of Henry Kissinger, the choice of General Mattis to be Secretary of Defense, and such that Kissinger chose Mattis, and Kissinger and Mattis both served until 2016 on the board of directors of a bizarre and very controversial California medical technology private partnership. Together, until recently, former U.S. Secretary of State George Shultz, former Secretary of Defense Bill Perry, and retired U.S. Navy Admiral Gary Roughead, and former Wells Fargo chairman, Dick, I can't say his name, whatever it is. Hold on, I guess we got a caller in queue. Hold on, caller, 1 second. Let me just read this. Put yourself on mute, and then I'll come right back to you. Let me see who that is.
That's me, Dave.
Oh, that's Scotty. Okay.
Mattis. Did you say Mattis?
General Mattis.
Mad Dog Mattis. He was confirmed, man. He is the new U.S. Secretary of Defense.
Yep. And this is all a part of Kissinger because there's a war that they want to engage. So check it out. Here we go. As Scotty just said, he's just been confirmed. Mattis, whom Trump compared to General Patton in August of 2016, wrote a report attacking both Obama, Bush, and Clinton administrations' foreign policies, foreign military policy, blasting the last three administrations for a precise lack of national security vision by ignoring the threats posed by Russia, China, and terrorist groups nationwide. I would ask you, who created these terrorist groups? The very same ones that's accusing them. The very same energy and system that's accusing the very same corporation. As well as the paw prints of the sly Kissinger appears the surprise naming of ExxonMobil's head, Rex Tillerson, to be Secretary of State. Exxon is, of course, the original core of the Rockefeller family wealth. Kissinger issued a decisive and strong recommendation for Tillerson, stating that because Tillerson has strong personal relationships with Russian President Putin and Russia's state oil company Resnik, he is no reason to disqualify Tillerson. I pay no attention to the argument that he is too friendly with Russia as the head of Exxon. It is his job to get along with Russia. He would be useless as the head of Exxon if he didn't have a working relationship with Russia. And as Kissinger and Mattis, Kissinger also served on the board of trustees with Tillerson. Both Tillerson and Kissinger are trustees of the very influential Washington Center of Strategical and International Studies, known as CSIS, along with such as Zbigniew Brzezinski. And this is what Zbigniew said. In the past, it was easier to control a million people. Now it's infinitely greater. It's easier to kill a million people. Hear what he said? In the past, it was easier to control a million people than it was to kill a million people. And former Secretary of Defense, Leo Pineda. Now, why is that so important? Why is Pineda was the one that started the drafting of your daughters, ladies and gentlemen, with the intentions knowing that they were going to be putting them in the war. Zbigniew, from his, if you know anything about his history, he is nothing more than a minion and a sidekick of Kissinger, and all of them come back from the overall Zionist Nazism of the past that is still nothing more than what it is today. It's still the same today. Now it goes on, I'm going to end this out really quickly and show this why this is so important. And true, Kissinger's seeking diplomacy style is skillfully applied during his role in triggering the October 1973 Yom Kippur War. Kissinger has apparently won the respect of Vladimir Putin as a world-class politician. In February 2016, Kissinger went to Moscow on a private meeting with Putin Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, called the meeting continuously a friendly dialogue between Putin and Kissinger, who are bound by a long-standing relationship. What is that long-standing relationship, ladies and gentlemen? It has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with an occult. Just like the Nazis weren't a political party. They were neither left-wing or right-wing. They were a cult. And that's the order that they maintain to this day. And they showed, and they reared their ugly faces and opportunities when the opportunity presents itself, when there's a necessity for it. And now with all the movement, there's a necessity for this to reestablish itself. So we got a caller in queue. Let me go to this caller real quick.
It's me.
Scotty. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, Dave, just on that cult, mentality that you was talking about, I mean, that's really been on display since the end of the election. Well, before, it's always on display. But look at how many people giving their energy towards, you know, opposing Trump. And again, you know, there's much to oppose him on, but then what are you saying in your opposition to him? Is it because you want Hillary? Well, Hillary attended the inauguration because she went to the ceremony because she got her orders to go. Okay?
Again, come on, man.
She part of the same fraternity.
Exactly.
So exactly. It's the masses.
See, let me
that's
tell
buying.
You.
It's the when masses
you play by
that's
their
being
rules,
played.
They rule. Go ahead, Scott.
It's the masses that's being played with the cult-like mentality and exhausting resources and energy in a way that's not beneficial to their self-determination.
Exactly. And this is the whole setup. It's all a scam. And we fall right into it. Why do we fall into it? Because they have continuously bombarded us with the false schooling, the lies, intoxified our bodies by way of fluoride, by way of genetically modified foods and everything else, so that we will not identify and continuously establishing these fads that are actually a part of a depopulation program, and it's a psyops to keep us all under control. They have totally infiltrated our homes. And we've walked on their plantations to work, to give our energy. And they bring up these elaborate schemes, and they have us, and they foster it through all forms of entertainment, all forms of so-called higher schooling and everything else. It's all put together to maintain the world as we know it. But man can't live on bread alone, because they will offer you bread. They will offer you the world, because it's been given to them, not by the great creator, but by us. We've given it to him. So now, I'm going to finish it out here. Here it is. So now, where is it? And on December the 2nd, Kissinger was personally invited to China by China's president to meet in Beijing to discuss the prospects of China of the Trump presidency. Kissinger regarded since 1971 as uniquely trusted by the Chinese to serve as a mediator of U.S. policy intentions. Okay, now, since 1971, very, very important. Let me get back to that. With Kissinger now in a unique relationship with the president-elect Trump, who's now president, and shadow foreign political policy advisors, with Kissinger's allies Tillerson as the Secretary of State, Mattis as the Secretary of Defense, it is becoming apparent that the heavy hand of Kissinger and his vision of British balance of power politics manipulation is about to target China as well as Iran, and to try to use Putin and Russia to destroy the genuine possibility of counterweighting to the West one world delusion by fostering mistrust and bad blood between China, Russia, and Iran. And I would add this, ladies and gentlemen, they have war on their mind and they plan on depopulating. And this is all a facade of what their real intentions are. Their real intentions is to never lose control over the masses. And they're willing to do and create all forms of facades, all forms of mirages, all forms of theater, all forms of sports, all forms of blood sports, all forms of intoxifying the human body, all forms of intoxifying the human mind, and all forms of attacking the human emotions to nullify the human spirit by fear. This is where they place their energy. This is why you're seeing, why did they pick Trump? They picked Trump because his display as a business mogul who had a keen hatred of China. It works perfectly. It works perfectly. Now, what is that going to foster? I'm going to tell you what that's going to foster, ladies and gentlemen. There's another article that we posted. And it said that Trump, and real quickly, Trump, a new gold-backed dollar. And I'm going to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. They continue to control resources in order to leverage themselves over influence over the people. They understand and they know the power of being free, self-determining, and independent. They operate in it daily, and they'll do anything and everything to maintain that overall paradigm because you are a threat to them. But if they keep you subjugated, if they keep you in a state of surrendering, you'll never be a threat. They always want you to have a need for a boss. They always want you to have a need for a man-given authority. They always want you to have reverence for the law. They always want you to obey. And they will create all forms of lies, schemes, and scam to maintain that overall paradigm of control. And at different times, they understand after a depopulation program, there's a renaissance for them. They can breathe easier. You wonder why Henry Kissinger is being running around and Rockefeller is being run around to continue? Because they are the experts, and they've done a great job in this. This is why they need them even more today. They are building new. There are people to replace the Kissingers and all of those other things and all of those other people. What you don't see is more real than what you do see. And one of the things that we should be able to recognize and not see is that the system is extremely vulnerable now. And in its vulnerability, this is why they need to push you into a state of collapse economically and to push you into a global war, because when you're in an economic state of collapse, they win because they know that they cut off the resources to you in their just-in-time delivery system, and they will get you to be hostile and disregard. And in that hostile disregard, they created something called civilization for us to be civilized, which is nothing more than a civil lie. They want you to put on your tie. They want you to go to work for their system. They want you to give your talent either by compulsion or by surrenderance. And it's easier and better for them to maintain control when you surrender it. So now, very critical what happened with why they kept going in 1971, because that was the deal that Kissinger made to destabilize and to maintain the war, because they have to have continuous war throughout the world. They have to have the continuous. If you ever want to grow, I want to use this metaphor. If you ever want to grow a plant, a fruit tree, if you ever want to grow a tree strong, at times it causes you to have to trim off the branches, to trim off some of its, to actually trim it. And in that trimming, by you trimming it, you make the overall roots and the overall plant itself much stronger. You make the leaves stronger. You make the fruits stronger. And they understand this policy of they have to trim off the population. Why? Because there is dead fruit on this on their tree. What is dead fruit? People that won't comply and obey anymore. The ones that are viable and living and strong and bearing good fruit are the ones that surrender. And they're able to gauge through their senses, through their organizations, they're able to gauge who is good fruit and where those trees are strong. Where their tree of life is still producing. And that tree of life, ladies and gentlemen, is you and us. So what am I saying? The sooner we realize how strong we are, the quicker and the clearer we'll see how weak they are. The sooner we start to decide to be sovereign and self-determining independent. And you need not to look any further than the past, even just the past 50 years or 20 years or 10 years or 5 years. If you are of age where you can, where you have reasonable recall of the past, no matter how old you are or how young you are, you can already see that this system is a lie if you really will question it. But how deep is that lie? And I would say this canal digs deep into our spirit. And there needs to be a healing of us individually first, so that we would look at this system for what it really truly is all about. It's all about famine, it's all about economic calamity, it's all about stealing of energy, and it's all about depopulation, and it's all about control, subjugation, and enslavement. And it's much broader than race. You don't enslave people because of race, ladies and gentlemen. You enslave people because of energy. Race is the deception of it. What do I mean by that? They use race to deceive you from seeing what is really being stolen. They use wealth. They use their economic wealth within their economy, the rich and the poor. They establish those differences and those barriers because within that difference and barrier, they're able to navigate the course and the direction because the two sides don't even see each other as relevant. They see each other as a threat to their overall sustainability and their overall prosperity. When it's not that, it's the system itself. Let me tell you something about this system. It's been working for millions of years. It's worked on all people in all forms and fashions. There's been many of United States empires are created to die. They rise and they fall empires in order to best serve their overall objective. And they hide the truth from you so that you'll believe a lie. You believe a falsehood. Not be able to reconnect with your own inner spirit that is eternal, that's been here before and can see through the, all of this, but they have to get you in the physical so that you can only see where you physically are in eternity. The physical has no memory. Because memory never dies. Our spirit holds all of the memory, but when we decide from our free will not to have recall and stay physically looking at everything, we are subject to what we see. And we see the world. And I truly think that we're running out of time. But I truly see that what we've been taught has been all a charade, a Ponzi scheme, a pyramid, a den of lies among a den of thieves. And the only way that we're really going to see something different if we stop looking from what we've been told and taught and start navigating from who we truly are. You are the ancestors. There is no ancestors of the past that don't know you and you don't know them. That re-engagement of ourselves is what we need to connect. You are the ancestors. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I would always say this, low-frequency energy is always upheld by fear, anger, and madness, and malevolent agendas. And that's been taught to us. We have a culture of violence. That's one of the cultures that we have now. We have a culture of violence that's maintained by the fad of the day. So, I would say to you, position yourself and your family. Be prepared not to be a part of the anarchy that is going to actually foster and strengthen the renaissance of enslavement. Prepare your spirit, prepare your body, prepare your mind, prepare your family, prepare yourself to build a heaven that you so richly deserve. And there is no one else that can or will do it for you. The great creator made no mistake in making you, so why would you need an excuse to be saved by it? We have to stop speaking and creating our handicap. It's not a wishbone that we need. It's a backbone. We're going to have to create. And that creation should come out of from a different consciousness that has created this hell on earth. And I would say to you all, it starts with you. This evening when you are by yourself, there's no one around you, there's no noise around you, enjoy the greatest miracle, one of the greatest miracles that has ever been given in love. And when you do that, you'll start to see the other beautiful things that were given as a measure of love. And if you are a person that resonates, you have a high frequency, all you will want to do is to continue to be the emulator of the great creator, God Almighty, and create justice was created for you. But there are also those of us that can choose to be the stealers, to be the robbers, to be the barons of deception. That is also uniquely, individually, one of our capabilities and talents. Always has been, always will be. Because the powerful thing of choice, of free will, is the power to create. What are you creating? And I would always say, start first with loving yourself. When you understand and you engage in that form of love, enjoy every aspect of this eternal existence, because it is such a beautiful thing, regardless of the situation that we're in. Yes, some things are tough and everything else, but there is nothing that can ever kill you. Because the thing that killed you didn't create you. It's only our physical bodies that endure that. And that's temporary anyhow. So we got a caller that's in queue. Man, having talked, let's go to my man out of Oklahoma. Go ahead, Brother Mel.
Greetings, greetings. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace, my brother.
How you been, man? I ain't talked to y'all in a little bit.
Yes, yes. How is the princess, man?
Oh, she's good, man. Getting on my nerves as usual.
As you're supposed to do. Go ahead, man. I didn't mean to cut you. Go ahead, brother.
Brother Dave, say hi, baby. She said, no. I was just tripping off of, you know, how happy everybody is, like these people are, as far as this guy coming in the office. And I'm just, I mean, even if it doesn't affect, it's like a pattern. It doesn't affect them. I mean, it doesn't benefit them at all, and they're still so gleeful. They so happy to get that brother out of there, and I'm like, man, that brother ain't do nothing for us. But this is crazy times we living in, man.
Yeah, you know what's so funny about it? Now, you remember 8 years ago when the celebrity figurehead Obama won? They were talking about, oh, the Republican Party is in shambles. They're you know, they may not even exist anymore. And oh, what was, you know, they're going to, they're on life support. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Remember they were saying that?
I do.
Well, what are they saying about the Democrats now? Oh, they're in shambles. They lost because they didn't. They're total shambles. You see how this continuously plays, and there's never a change. There's never exchange of power. There's never a change of power. You're weak by surrendering, and they're strong.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
What was that?
Well, I mean, it's the same. It's one and the same.
And there's no difference at all. The only difference is that we're willing to die for the team that we think is in our best interest. And by doing that, we never even create an interest that is in our best intentions. We just don't do it. And I'm going to tell you, it won't be easy building what it is. I had a friend tell me that his mom told me that nothing cheap, nothing good is cheap. Nothing cheap is good.
That's right. Cheap things no good, good things no cheap.
Cheap things no good, good things no cheap. And we need to build our own sovereignty. Because if we continue to go this, we will continue to have economic and human liberty will never, ever thrive. We've never seen it.
I have a quick question before. I know that the time is short, so I have a real quick question. So,
yes, sir.
I just I changed plantations, right? And I worked for one of the three major, you know, mail companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they automatically enroll you in their 401k and in their profit sharing and all that stuff. You have to go great strides actually to opt out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as far like the stocks of this company is like way up there. Would it be wise to try to invest in a stock because it's way up off the charts? I mean, I know this is kind of a crazy question, but
no, it's a perfect question. Come on, man.
Should I try to play?
I'm gonna tell you, let your conscience be your guide, but know everything that you're getting into.
Dave,
there's
Dave,
a reason.
Dave,
now you said the answer. You said yeah. Go ahead, Scotty.
If I don't mean to interrupt you, man, but I actually took a course. I spent $200 on this course, man, and I actually did fairly well based off of what I learned from this course. So, if I may attempt to answer his question, if the stock is already at a peak. All right, because I would chart out stocks. If you look at, you know, how it goes up, it goes down, hills, valleys, whatever. So you track it over a certain amount of time. So you want to, before you jump into anything like that, if you just want to do a quick get in, get out, and take that cash and convert it into precious metals or something real, whatever, you know, I can understand that kind of gambling. But if the stock is like high, man, I would have to follow that stock for like 3 months. Or just to see, man, because you don't know, that stock could just lose half its value as soon as you get bought in. If it's already riding high off the wave of media driven, you know, about the celebrity figurehead who's coming in the business.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? So it's all like Dave does accurately call it gamble. And if you know what you're doing, if you know what you're doing, you know, if you're approaching it like you would a game of dice, that's chance. But if you know a little bit of something about the market, you can manipulate it. You know what I'm saying? You get in, get out. You know, like I stayed in for a year on $1,000, came out on top with $6,000 after taxes. They took a third of the in taxes by me taking it out of, like you was talking about, it was like in the IRA or the 401k. So, you know, I was penalized for taking that money out, but I wanted the money, I needed the money, and I flipped that money into something else. But I, in terms of what you're saying, okay, you've gone to this company, their stock is up there, you need to watch, you need to plot it out on a graph and be following it before you place a bet on it, because the bottom could fall out. Anything could happen. It could be depending upon what they're doing,
the Trump rally.
Yeah, what does this company produce, though? Are they tied into the military-industrial complex? So, yeah, it's a lot of variables,
yeah, there's
man.
A lot of variables.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Hey, what's up, brother? Peace, brother Scotty. Thank you.
And what I was going to say, and Scotty pretty much, in you know, Scotty now, he knows me and I know him. We definitely would, you know. So what I would say is, and Scotty was exactly right, what I would say is that let your conscience be your guide. Know as much as you possibly can. If you're going to go into the market, know going in that there's not, you're not going in with anything that you need, all right? Not going
in
with
anything. Whatever I can afford to lose.
But even more this. Go in with what you don't need. You go in with what you don't need. But make sure you know where we are, what's going on in the world, and, you know, because I don't want to ask too much about the company, you know, and everything else. But know all of the variables as much as you possibly can. And then, you know, govern yourself accordingly to it all. You never, ever look at the stock market other than what it really is. If gambling and corporate gambling, where they are trying to get you in, so that you lose it all. If you know that, you'll be much better, and then you just take it in stride. But go in with what you don't need. Don't put that as part of your savings plan or anything else. Let me tell you why. Because like you said, they already forcefully make you get into the 401k plan. Now what's going on there? How sincere is that? That's because they consider all of everyone that they give a check. In the system, economic system, the wage of a slave is debt. They pay all of us debt wages. So make sure that you, after you have a real savings, where you get real assets for what you do, and then if there's some stuff after all of that stuff, and then it's something that you don't need, yeah, that's what I think you should, and you just go with it. But never, ever, ever kiss the stock market. What I mean by kiss it, never, ever, ever get too close to the stock market, because her lips are poison. Just want to say that. If you know that, you'll be cool. So, and I know you will, brother, but definitely much love, much respect. All right, everyone, we're going to get out of here. Listen, everyone, continue to prepare. The selections is over. Now the overall, I didn't even get to... what I see coming now is that you're going to see a very contentious environment with China and other parts of the world as the global economies are starting to actually be dismantled for the overall renaissance of control that is that they are looking forward to engaging in. And that renaissance of control, ladies and gentlemen, comes by way of economic calamity, famines, wars, and overall geopolitical destabilization. And that is how they rule. So if we know that, then we can position ourselves until we create what we know as our heaven, which we all should be inspiring to. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to be one. I mean, man, I messed up. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. Talk to you later.